A couple of things. First, I did read the article, and I actually spoke with Dick McGrow, and I thought it was really well written. I do have a concern, though. This is not the first time. The students did the interview, the forums, the Laney Tower, when 2 years ago when I was running for re-election. My concern is, I was very disturbed to hear that candidates were asked to do an interview with the Laney Citizen, Laney Tower. And then when they came on, because some of the candidates only want to talk to students, they don't have an opponent, they're already going to be in those seats. Mm-hmm. And they said they felt they were tricked because when they came onto the Zoom, there were no students. They were all adults, older. Maybe some of them may have been enrolled. I have seen, I want students to be able to be students. I want us to encourage students. I don't want us to push students for our agendas. And when you have people coming in and saying they were disturbed, I mean, even ex-employees of the district who are not students were on that call. And I didn't know that it was an endorsement meeting or anything. I just heard this feedback later. So I would love it if people would just let the students do their student stuff and we just stay out of it, because that's a learning process for them, whether they fail, do great, or whatever. But for us to push them by having a panel that's supposed to be a student panel, and there's, what, 10 or 15 people, but they're all adults, then it becomes, it takes away the importance of it. In terms of the article, I think it was really well written. It didn't even seem like a student newspaper, and I'm looking forward to their other articles coming in. But again, let's just stay out of the students' business.